Just prior to 2013 March in March in Raley Field in Sacramento, Rich Copenhagen was preparing to be one of the banner carriers. Rich is the president of the Student Senate for California Community Colleges. Rich, tell me about what's going on here today, please.
So today is our annual March in March, where the three higher education segments, along with really anyone else who joins us, sometimes high schools come out, march to the Capitol to advocate on behalf of students across the state about the budget and the need to fund higher ed and to really make good policy and for our legislators to be accountable to the students of the state, because we're a very important population. The schools are what make the state run, so that's what we're here for.
Tell me about the issues specifically affecting people here today, please.
So some of the big ones that the governor has put forward in the budget this year are pretty significant. The governor has suggested a cap on the number of units which students can take over their lifetime in community college of 90 units, which is actually pretty low as far as kind of trying to logically look at it. But we strongly believe that the 90-unit cap is going to have a negative impact if they do attempt to implement that on our system, because a lot of students who do end up at that point in their educational career are actually at 90 units for a good reason. They're retraining, or they have a very high unit major that they've decided to do at some median point in their educational career. And even if you look at statistics, the number of transfers and number of certificates continue to, or the probability of a student obtaining one of those goals goes up after 90 units. So they still rise, and it becomes more and more likely that you will attain one of those two goals. And so we're very adamantly opposed to the 90-unit cap. We think it's bad policy and it shouldn't be part of the budget discussion. He's also talking about forcing adult ed on the community college system without the proper funding infrastructure to do so. And so we're worried that that'll disenfranchise all of our students who traditionally take adult education classes, because they will now be forced to come to community colleges that don't have enough classrooms to serve them and that don't have the internal capacity built to do all the things that adult ed is supposed to do. And, you know, on top of that, there are always issues coming up around performance-based funding, where the governor wants to take a simplistic look at incentivizing colleges to perform better through the budget. And the way that it gets approached every single time, and especially this year, is that you will end up with colleges that chase statistics rather than quality. And the way that he's proposed it now, money would, in quote-unquote low-performing institutions, would be put into their student services. And so you're really going to pit student services against classroom faculty, which is a lose-lose for everyone. And I don't think that it'll achieve the outcome that he wants, and that we really need to focus on good policy, helping students on the front end.
In fact, when you say perform better, what are you talking about?
Well, so the idea in the Capitol is that there are three outcomes for community college students. One of them is a degree, one of them is transfer, and one of them is a certificate. And we always advocate that that is a very limited view on what we do as community colleges, and that by suggesting that that is all that we can do and suggesting that that's the only way that students can be quote-unquote successful, we are not only impairing our students' ability to achieve what they want to achieve, but we're also crippling our state in being able to have a dynamic, flexible economy that progresses forward as technology progresses forward, as the cultures progress forward, as society progresses forward. And so we are very staunch advocates for a broad view on what community colleges do, because they've been so critical in California's economic development.
Rich, this is a start, but what can students do to fight against the cap, to fight against this kind of assessment?
Right. That is a very important point. The March in March is kind of this catalyzing moment in the year where students from all over the state get together and march to the Capitol. But throughout the year, the single most important thing that students can do is talk about it You talk about the issues with your family, with the students at your college, with your teachers. You talk about it with your local legislators and go make legislative visits. And the critical thing is to escalate the conversation and make it a public issue. That the public in California should be outraged, really, at how devastating the cuts have been to our colleges, because it affects everybody in California. It lowers our ability to serve everyone in California, to have good jobs, to have companies that are sustainable, and all of that. So I would say that the most important thing is to talk about it, especially when you're going and talking to your legislators.
Rich, thank you for your time today.
Yes, absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you.